I am convinced that the shrinks have pushed upon us an awful lot of attitudes that don't work well and have caused widespread cultural misperceptions. And there's a gazillion of them. Here's one. It is normal. I hate that, by the way. Sometime I'll get into the difference between normal and right. It is normal for adolescents and teens not to want to be with parents. Not to want to even be seen with parents. Not to want to talk to parents out in public. To grunt answers. To grunt responses. Mom, drop me off here. I'll walk the last 6 miles to school. Please. And for heaven's sakes, don't kiss me goodbye. And that has been variously interpreted in many psychological theories, developmental theories, as the child's struggle for autonomy. On one hand, the child is still a child, wanting the attention and the affection, the adulation of the parent. On the other hand, the child is becoming a young adult who needs to separate, who needs to have his or her own autonomy. And that's the theory. That's the reigning conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom isn't always wisdom. I have come to the conclusion, for what it's worth, obviously, it's an iconoclastic viewpoint here, that attitude, which is pervasive, by the way, I'm not arguing that that attitude isn't there. It is there in full force. That attitude is not so much developmental. It is not so much an automatic neurological part of adolescence, if you will. It's cultural. It is. Some generations ago, teenager was not really a group. It truly wasn't. It's a relatively new word. Adolescent, likewise, not that old in the scheme of human history. We've created a developmental stage, a phase that is supposedly replete with its own characteristics. And one of these characteristics are, I don't want to be mom and dad aren't cool. I suspect that for much of human history, and probably in most cultures still around the world, that doesn't hold. Parents are your main source of love, of guidance, of connection. The idea that because I turned 14, that my mom and dad are the least favorite people in my script, and that they plummet in importance and in coolness from the time I was 10, is not this automatic psychological developmental thing, in my opinion. I think it's a Western cultural thing. Ponder it. Let's go back a generation or two when you were a teen. If someone would have said to you, no, your mom and dad would have said to you, sweetheart, I'm gonna take you out to eat. And I'm going to let you order whatever you want. And I'm going to pay for it. My only condition is that you go with me and your mother and you sit at the same table with us and talk to us. Would you have said, see, you threw in that part about me having to sit with you, about me having to talk to you. Up until there, I was with you. But that was the deal breaker. I suspect you were probably a lot like me. Really? Wow, where are we going? Oh, how cool. Now, say that to your child, and you could be met with, well, I don't know. Can I ask Ashley if she wants to go with us? Well, where are we going? Pizza Barn? Oh, no, I hate their crust. I don't like their crust at all. No, I don't know. I don't think so. This is not some developmental separation issue. This is kind of what we've created in modern American culture. Our children have many, 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 many options other than being with mom and dad. They got a computer, and they got texting. They got their iPod. They got a car. They got all kinds of options. Mom and dad just aren't as cool. Then you got this whole bevy of experts in a choir basically saying, hold on, hold on. They will grow up to like you again. By age 20, by age 88, they'll think you're okay. Now, fortunately, that does happen in a lot of cases. There's no question it does happen. But no doubt there's plenty of you out there thinking, my kid's 31, when's he going to like me again? I submit to you, that reaction, that parents are not cool. Parents are not someone to be seen with. Parents are somebody that you barely grunt a response to, but let your friend call and you talk for 27 minutes about the most minor minutia, is a cultural, social phenomenon. There is too much fun, entertainment, and technology competing for our children's attention. So as a result, who gets knocked down the list of priorities? Mom and dad. My point is, this is not developmental as much as it is shaped by the culture, by the attitudes, and the shrinks, all basically saying, it's normal, it's normal. 14-year-olds, I don't know a 14-year-old who likes his parents. And if your 14-year-old likes you, well, you might want to get an evaluation. Something could be wrong there. I personally believe that as a parent, I think you have to insist on your children being with you. Don't give them the choice every time to not want to be with you. You're going to Aunt Jenny's house. She's 81 years old. She's hard of hearing. Your kid doesn't want to go. So you give them that choice? No, you don't give them that choice. It would be good for them to visit Aunt Jenny. Or if you're going out to eat to get a chance to talk with them a little bit, and they bring their cell phone and they spend the whole time at the table on their cell phone, take the phone. You got to set up the situation where they got to be with you a little bit. You don't have to drag them everywhere you go in chains, but for heaven's sakes, don't give them the choice to decide whether they want to be seen with you, whether they want to talk to you, whether they're going to go anywhere with you. No, that's putting way too much power in their hands. But again, many parents do it because, well, the reigning psychological mindset is, of course, that's the way it is. As a matter of fact, that's healthy that they don't want to be with you. Do you know why that's healthy? Because it's part of the separation process.